leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, out to Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds and Salem Red Sox getting ready for Game 2 of 6 here this week after the Shorebirds opened it up with a 17-10 thrashing last night of Salem. The Shorebirds with their second consecutive victory, while Salem fell for the second consecutive game themselves. Shorebirds' new-look roster and everything clicked right from the get-go. Some of the new faces, Judd Fabian, Adam Crampton having very nice games. Fabian ended up driving in four, hit his first career homer, while Crampton had two RBI doubles. Old faces contributed as well. Isaac De Leon drove in four runs on three hits, including two doubles, while Reed Trimble reached base four times and scored a couple of runs as well. Shorebirds pitching, although not great, good enough down the stretch. Yaki Rivera with two shutout innings in the eighth and ninth to help close out that victory, as the Shorebirds led big early, big in the middle. Things got close late until they weren't. And the Shorebirds picked up their 38th win of the season, now 38-70, 17-26 here in the second half. Still 10.5 games back at the Fredericksburg Nationals, still in last place in the Carolina League Northern Division. But suddenly a bit more optimism with a team that is just about 50% brand new after yesterday, and we'll continue to see some new faces here today for the Shorebirds in their starting lineup. Salem, with their loss, they are now 55-53 on the season, 20-22 here in the second half. And the Shorebirds will try to make it back-to-back wins here to open the series today as they send Connor Grady to the mound. Grady, 4-8 with a 5.94 ERA. He'll be matched up against Juan Daniel Encarnacion for the Salem Red Sox. Encarnacion is 8-4 with a 4.35 ERA so far this season. Mention off the top that Judd Fabian had a very nice game for the Shorebirds yesterday in his debut, and he was able to join us here for the pregame show earlier today. Caught up with him, talked a little bit about what it was like getting drafted out of the University of Florida, and then debuting against the very same organization that drafted him last season in the Red Sox. So we'll go ahead, take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll air our pregame interview with new Shorebirds outfielder Judd Fabian. This is the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds outfielder Judd Fabian. Judd, you had a great debut for the Shorebirds last night. Three hits, four driven in, your first career homer as well. I know a lot of guys, first game with a new group of guys, they want to make a really good first impression. How nice is it to actually get that good impression?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, you come into a new locker room and you meet all these new guys. We were down in Florida. We had a bunch of different guys down there. And then we came up here and, you know, you meet so many new guys up here as well. So just kind of getting to know them for the first hour, 2 hours we were here was a big part of it. And then obviously playing well in the game helped that a lot. And we had a lot of fun last night.
I don't know if it's something you and the other guys who are part of this draft class talked about, but I haven't noticed that nobody in the draft class had hit their first homer yet. So have you been holding it over everybody that you were the first?
I actually have not, no. We I came close down in the FCL, and they were saying, oh, you couldn't keep it fair and stuff like that. So, but, nah, I just kind of kept to myself and let them talk about it.
And here in Salem, there's really no outfield stands or anything, so that baseball ended up in the woods. Did you get it back?
I did not get it back. No, it's still out there somewhere unless somebody else has it.
And one thing that I think got lost, obviously, in a game where there's 27 runs is you played really good defense out in left. So you're obviously known more as a center fielder, but you had a really nice sliding catch in foul territory. You know, where does it come into play for you where that profile as mainly a center fielder but a guy who can play the corners, how much pride do you take in that?
I take a lot of pride in the defensive part of it. You could save a lot of runs for the team and win a bunch of games playing good defense. And so no matter where I'm playing in the outfield, I'm going to play it to the best of my ability and try to go get everything I can.
And it wasn't lost on you nor anybody else in the stadium last night that you were drafted by the Red Sox, 40th overall last year, ended up not signing, went back to Florida, get drafted by the Orioles this year, and lo and behold, your debut here at the Shorebirds comes against a Red Sox affiliate. And I was surprised because I've never heard this before. There were, like, actual, like, pretty vociferous boos out there. Is that, A, the first time that you've been booed individually like that, and, B, what was that like?
Yeah, that was actually the first time I've ever gotten booed, and I guess they've been holding the grudge for 2 years, so it kind of all came out last night.
And that must have felt good. Were you thinking about that at all when you were rounding the bases during the homer?
No, I just playing the game, happened to hit a home run, and it happened to be against the Red Sox. Makes it a little more sweet, but I wasn't really thinking about it.
And trying to get close with this new group of draft guys, obviously a lot of you guys come from Power 5 schools. You might have played against each other. What goes into trying to make fast friends here? Because otherwise, you know, this is your first professional experience. A lot of times you can just feel lost.
Yeah, you know, we all have one thing in common is playing college baseball, most of us, except for Jackson. So, you know, we really just basically talked about where we went to college, college ball, and that kind of got us going and getting us together. And then, you know, Jackson really fit in right away. We just kind of clicked. He clicked with everyone. And, you know, we're a really close draft group. So we're looking to turn things around.
It was almost you were a part of the draft class for the Orioles last year. Had you heard any of those rumors last year? And was that in the back of your mind coming into this year that, hey, maybe, you know, they really wanted me at 41. Would they take another dip at me here this year?
Yeah, that was definitely in the back of my mind. You know, this is a perfect fit, and this is where I wanted to be, and this is where I'm at now, so I'm going to just keep performing for the club.
So you're a couple of weeks into your professional career. What have been your first impressions? How much have you enjoyed it?
It's a lot of fun, especially playing baseball as your job. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of pressure in the game of baseball, and this kind of just brings all the pressure off of you and lets you play free and easy. And you know, I had a lot of fun down in the FCL and a lot of fun last night, so I'm looking to keep it going.
Well, congrats again on the great debut here at the Shorebirds, and best of luck the rest of the way, Judd.
Thank you for having me on.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online.
Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia. Sam Jelinek with you here for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds Red Sox game 2-6 here on Wednesday night. It's a gorgeous day here amongst the Blue Ridge Mountains. And it's time to get you the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Reed Trimble leads it off. He'll be out in left field. Albert Romero is the second baseman. He bats second. Max Wagner, the DH, he bats third. Dylan Beavers, the right fielder, bats fourth, followed by our pregame guest, Judd Fabian, out in center field, batting fifth. Isaac De Leon, the third baseman, bats sixth. Adam Retzbach, the only new position player who didn't debut last night, he's in the lineup here tonight, batting seventh and catching for the Shorebirds. Adam Crampton, the shortstop, bumped up a spot. He'll bat eighth. And Creed Willems back in the lineup, batting ninth and playing first for the Shorebirds, with Connor Grady on the mound for Delmarva. On the flip side, the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox. Edinson Paulino leads it off. He's over at third base. Eduardo Lopez is the right fielder. He'll bat second. Brainer Bonassi back out in the field after DHing in yesterday's game. He'll play shortstop, bat third. Chase Mydroth, the second baseman, bats fourth for the second consecutive game. Tyler Miller, the first baseman, hits fifth. Daniel McElveny, the catcher, bats sixth. First we'll see of him here this season. Keir Meredith, left fielder, bats seventh. Brian Gonzalez, the DH, hits eighth. And Carson Simas, the center fielder, bats ninth, rounding it out for Juan Daniel Encarnacion on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. Their starting pitching matchup again, it's Connor Grady for the Birds, 4-8 with a 5.94 ERA. Juan Daniel Encarnacion for the Red Sox is 8-4 with a 4.35 ERA this season. Game 2-6 between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Delmarva on a two-game winning streak, they're 38-70 so far on the season, while Salem 55-53 trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Red Sox have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway, presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know. Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
National anthem's been sung, that means it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome everybody out to Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia. It's time for game 2 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. A Northern Division battle here in the Carolina League. Shorebirds dead last in the division, 10.5 games back with 23 left to play. Salem hanging on for their postseason hopes at 20-22, 7 games back here in the second half. Juan Daniel Encarnacion is on the mound for the Salem Red Sox, making the start here on Wednesday night. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. Yesterday was a little bit chilly, but here today it is mid-70s, not a cloud in the sky. You can see all the way down the Blue Ridge Mountain Range, and it is just an exquisite day for Shorebirds baseball. Encarnacion is on the hill for Salem. This is the defense that is set up behind him. It's Keir Meredith in left field, Carson Simas in center, Eduardo Lopez in right. Edinson Paulino plays third, Brainer Bonassi at shortstop, Chase Mydroth at second, Tyler Miller at first, and Daniel McElveny does the catching for Juan and Daniel Encarnacion. Encarnacion, somebody that the Shorebirds have seen a couple of times this season. They haven't had a whole lot of success against him. He's faced the Shorebirds 3 times, 14 innings total, striking out 21 while walking just 3 and allowing just 4 earned runs. Right-handed pitcher, he's 6'2", 173 pounds, 21 years old out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic, making his 21st start of the season, his 22nd outing overall. 89 innings, he's struck out 104 and walked 32, giving up 85 hits, opponents batting 249 against him this season. Red Sox, after wearing the white home jerseys yesterday, opted for the alternate navy blue jersey with Salem in red across the front. Red Sox logo on the left sleeve, white pants and high red socks. For Encarnacion out on the mound with a navy blue cap with the Salem S on the front. Shorebirds, they wore the orange yesterday and won, but switch it up for the road grays here today. Delmarva in black across the front, black numbers front and back with gray pants. Reed Trimble strides in from the left side. The switch hitter digs in to lead this one off against Encarnacion. Encarnacion, first base out of the rubber. He's into his wind in the first pitch of the game. His fastball down and in for ball one. We're underway at 7:07 here from Salem, Virginia. Shadows right now covering most of the infield, but the entire outfield still in sunshine. The 1-0 fastball is a called strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Trimble hit leadoff yesterday, went 2-for-4, scored 3 times, 1-1. On the outside edge, it's 1-2. Trimble walked 2 times as well, including leading off the game yesterday, as the Shorebirds scored a couple of times, 3 times in the first inning in last night's game. 1-2 is just outside with a heater, and the count's even at 2-2. Trimble getting this game going, chokes up the bat now with 2 strikes. Open stance from the left side. Encarnacion deals home. And Trimble takes just a hair high. Had the outside corner, but just at the letters. And our home plate umpire tonight, that Shea Graham, said it was above the belt, missing ball 3. The pitch. Trimble swings, chops it on the ground to first. On the third hop, Miller has it. Takes it to the first base back himself. And retires Trimble for the first out of the game. So one up, one down for Encarnacion. Already a better start than Angel Bastardo yesterday for Salem, as you can imagine, with the Red Sox giving up 17 runs. Their starter did not fare well. Bastardo lasted just a third of an inning, gave up 3 runs to earn before departing, and that led to a revolving door out of the bullpen, as in total, first pitch here to Noelbert Romero is popped up into shallow right field down the line. Right fielder comes racing in. That's Eduardo Lopez to put it away for the second out here in the first. Salem ended up using 7 pitchers yesterday, 6 out of the bullpen. So they could really use a strong start from Encarnacion to help offset the kind of damage their bullpen took on yesterday. First pitch on its way to Max Wagner. Takes a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. 2 outs, top of the first. Shorebird trying to avoid going down in order. Wagner DHing today after playing third base in his Delmarva debut yesterday. Wide open stance from the right side of the pitch. Misses down and away. 1-1. Wagner was 1-for-3 yesterday. Reached base 4 times, though. 1-1. On the outside corner, it's 1-2, as he was hit by a pitch 3 times, including twice on his hand. Thankfully, he stayed in the game, and playing here today means he's okay. 1-2 pitch. Wagner swings and misses. Galvani can't catch the ball, blocks it in front, then throws it to first to complete the strikeout, and the Shorebirds are down in order here in the first. On to the last of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Home half of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Salem coming to bat here against Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds. Delmarva down in order in the top half of the first, so Connor Grady will try to do the same to Salem here in the bottom half. Grady on the Shorebirds roster all season long now, making his 19th appearance, his 12th start. He's 4-8 with a 5.94 ERA. He's on the mound, and this is the defense that sets up behind him. It's Reed Trimble in left, Judd Fabian in center, Dylan Beavers in right. Isaac De Leon's over at third, Adam Crampton at short, New Albert Romero at second, Creed Willems at first, and Adam Retzbach does the catching. Edinson Paulino leads it off for the Red Sox, and the first pitch from Grady is fouled out of play, third base side, for strike one. Grady worked well out of the bullpen his last time out, as that was last Thursday. Goes from the stretch here with nobody on, the 0-1. Paulino takes down low for ball one. Grady threw 3 innings last Thursday in Game 2 of that doubleheader against Carolina. Gave up 2 runs, 1 earned. 4 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout. Picked up his 5th win of the season. 1-1 chopped on the ground to first. Willems has it on the third hop, stumbles, but retains his balance and takes the ball to the first base back to retire Paulino for the first out here in the first. So both leadoff batters ground out to first in their first turns at bat. That brings up Eduardo Lopez, the two-hole hitter. Grady so far this season, 69 and two-thirds innings, now 70 innings even, has struck out 73, walked 36, given up 82 hits. First pitch to Lopez, misses down and in for ball one. Grady a full five-pitch mix, four-seam, two-seam, slider, curveball, and changeup. Lopez, switch hitter, bats left. He was 3-for-5 last night. The pitch swings and slices it out of play down the left field line. 1-1. 4 homers, 19 driven in for Lopez, hitting .242. 20 years old out of the Dominican Republic. The 1-1 on the outside corner. Good pitch from Grady. Two-seamer finds the edge. 2-2. Now, Grady didn't start his last outing out of the stretch. He was actually pitching from the windup that day. But he said once he came out for his second inning, the 1-2, swing and a miss. Lopez chases down and away. Grady gets him with the changeup. Two up, two down here for Connor Grady to start his night. Grady said when he came out for his second inning of work that day, he started from the stretch without even realizing it. And he got the first batter out, so he figured, okay, I might as well keep on going. And he threw well enough that outing that he has retained that here into today. One thing I noticed, and I asked him about it, and he said it wasn't intentional. First pitch now to Brainer Bonassis, a swing and a miss for strike one, is that from the stretch, his front foot, that's his left foot, is closed off a little bit more, which keeps his hips closed a little bit longer. But he said that that's not intentional at all. It just happens to be that way. 0-1. Bonassis takes up and away for ball one. Two outs, last of the first. No score between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Nobody on for Bonassis, the three-hole hitter for Salem. Four homers, 43 driven in on the season. Hitting .264, the pitch. Takes a fastball in the outside corner, and Grady locked in early. It's a ball and two strikes on Bonassis. Brainer homered in last night's game, his only hit. Two-run shot in the sixth inning that made it a three-run game at the time. Shorebirds went on to win by 7. 1-2. Bonassis takes down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Grady back to the rosin bag on a picturesque Wednesday night amidst the mountains here in Salem, Virginia. Not too much humidity at all. 2-2. Bonassis, a little nubber down the third baseline. It's spinning, and it spins foul. Looked like it was trying to arc itself back towards fair territory, but De Leon picked it up before it had a chance to veer right. Grady from the first base side of the rubber, black glove with orange laces, comes set of the belt, leg kick and the pitch, and Bonassis a chopper to first. Willems backing up on it, has it, flips to Grady covering at the bag, and that retires Bonassis. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Connor Grady here in the first. Dueling perfect frames here through the first inning for both Grady and Juan Daniel Encarnacion. On to the second, no score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Reigns Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the second here from Salem, Shorebirds and Red Sox scoreless with the Birds at bat against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Dylan Beavers leads it off. First pitch of the inning. Beavers takes a fastball up high. Ball one. Beavers, the right fielder for the Shorebirds for a second straight night. Another good debut amongst the guys who had their first Delmarva game in yesterday. 1-0 pitch. Fastballs on the outside corner, 1-1. Beavers went 2-for-4 with a first inning two-run single. Had a sac fly later. Drove in three total. Two walks. Stole the base as well. The pitch. He takes down and in. Two balls, one strike. Shadows now covering the entirety of the infield with some of the shadows from the second deck here from Salem. casting onto the outfield, 2-1. It's on the outside corner, and Encarnacion evens the count at 2-2. Beavers, 33rd overall pick out of Cal Berkeley earlier this year. Encarnacion, the wind and the pitch. Beavers takes up and away, 3-2. And so far, through three-plus batters for Encarnacion, it's been mostly fastball, which is slightly impressive that nobody's squared him up yet, given that this is a fastball-hitting group. 3-2. Beavers, a grounder the other way towards the hole. That short by the dive of Bonassi, and on into left for a base hit. And Dylan Beavers able to guide a single through the hole left side for a leadoff single here in the second. A little bit of luck there for Beavers. Bonassi, the shortstop, was shaded up the middle, had a long way to go to his right. And even if he flags that baseball down, Beavers with good enough speed, that he probably beats that out. That brings up Judd Fabian, our pregame guest. Taps the plate, stands in from the right side. Beavers at first, the first base runner of the game, and the pitch. Fabian takes a called strike on the inside corner at the knees, 0-1. Fabian 3-for-4 last night. Solo homer, a two-run double. Drove in four total in the game. 0-1. Beavers, or rather Fabian, checks his swing on a fastball high. One ball, one strike. No score atop of the second. Shorebirds the first base runner of the game. That's Dylan Beavers right now over at first. Middle infield at double play depth. Beavers dancing away the pitch. And Fabian takes a breaking ball that swerves onto the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Big flag out in center field, starting to billow a little bit in towards the diamond. Throw over to first, and Beavers back in with a dive. We saw two homers yesterday, which is relatively rare here at Carilion Clinic Field. It's a big ballpark. 325 down the lines, 401 to dead center. 25-foot high walls all the way around. 1-2, it's a called strike 3 on the inside corner. Fabian can't pull the trigger on a fastball that nips the edge. It's down on strikes, and there's one out here in the second. Beavers still at first. Looks like the strike zone tonight is just a little bit larger than what we experienced last night. Even in a 17-10 game, late in that one, that strike zone was about as wide as a mail slot. One out, a man at first. That brings up Isaac De Leon. Throw over to first, and Beavers barely gets back in. Beavers dancing away from first and had his momentum going towards second and nearly got caught by Encarnacion. De Leon from the right side. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is low. Ball one. De Leon now with his average at a season high, 236. 8 homers, 51 driven in. Was 3-for-5 last night. 4 runs driven in, including 2 doubles. Pitch to De Leon. He swings and crushes one. Deep left field. Meredith back on the track. In front of the wall, he has room as he makes the catch to retire De Leon. Beavers scampers back to first. That's the second out of the inning. Off the bat, De Leon thought he got it. I think the wind's a bit stronger than we gave it credit for when we mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. Even though the big flag out in center is just blowing slightly in, it is a humongous flag, which means it takes a good deal to actually move it. So two outs, a runner still at first. That brings up Adam Retzbach for his first Delmarva plate appearance. Right-handed batter, another throw over to first, and Beavers dives back in safely. Retzbach, 14th round pick out of Lehigh. 21 years old, was born in Greenfield, PA, Northeast Pennsylvania. First team All-Patriot League selection this year at catcher. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance the pitch. And the fastball is belt high on the inside corner. Strike one. Two outs, a man at first, and the Shorebirds and Red Sox scoreless here on the top of the second. And Encarnacion, a high set the pitch. And Retzbach takes a fastball down and in. One ball, one strike. Retzbach down the FCL, went 2-for-7. Two hits, both singles, drove in 2. Also stole the base. 1-1 home. Retzbach takes a fastball in on his hands. Two balls, one strike. Infield plays Retzbach to pull. Second baseman Meredith Mydroth way up the middle. 2-1 pitch is fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. It is quite a conundrum having Kier Meredith out of left field and Chase Mydroth at second base. The Mydroth is not spelled M-White, M-E-I. Meredith is also spelled M-E and then an R, so it kind of looks the same. So forgive me if I interchange the two a few more times the rest of this series. Throw over to first, and Beaver's back in standing this time. He's really gotten inside the head of Encarnacion. Though he hasn't even made a move to run this entire inning. He's been planted there since leading off the frame with a single. Two outs, top of the second. It's 2-2 on Adam Retzbach. On deck, Adam Crampton. The pitch, Beavers runs, and Retzbach takes down and in. And Beavers into second without a play. Didn't even have to slide. As he swipes his second base in as many games. Encarnacion, for the first time in the inning as well, actually went with a high leg kick. So Beavers timed that perfectly. He's in scoring position now. Two outs, a full count on Retzbach. Top of the second of a scoreless game, and now time called as Retzbach steps out. And is that a pitch clock violation on Encarnacion? It is. At first, I thought Retzbach called time first, but evidently it was instead for Encarnacion taking too much time, so Retzbach walks in his first Delmarva plate appearance. Puts men at first and second with two outs for Adam Crampton. Crampton, 2-for-5 last night, two RBI doubles. Red-handed batter the pitch. Swing and a miss. Laid on a fastball. Strike one. First and second, two outs. Shorebirds trying to strike first blood here in the top of the second. Crampton, ninth rounder out of Stanford. 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. It's always interesting seeing because these are the things I'm interested in. The Beavers still wears an elbow guard that's from his Cal days, and Crampton still wears his shin guard, which is from Stanford. You can tell by the coloring. 1-1. Crampton takes a fastball down and in. Two balls, one strike. So trying to see when guys actually get their Orioles or Shorebirds equipment, especially with the quick turnaround. It's a hard thing to do. Some guys are just so used to their equipment that they hate giving up what they have. 2-1. Breaking ball splits the middle. Two balls, two strikes. Especially with shin guards and elbow guards, those are molded to your body. So after you have one for a little bit, it might just fit perfectly. Crampton evidently likes his shin guard. Two on, two out, and the 2-2 pitch. Crampton fouls it away over the first base dugout. And the count stays even at 2-2. Nine-hole hitter Creed Willems on deck. No score, top of the second. Encarnacion's pitch, and Crampton a hard one-hop grounder to third. Paulino has it, takes it to the bag at third, and retires Beavers in the force out for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds threaten, but leave a couple aboard here in the frame. On to the last of the second, still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
visit StopTechStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom half of the second here from Salem. It's Delmarva nothing and Salem nothing as well, with the Red Sox coming to bat after the Shorebirds threatened in the top half of the second but were turned away scoreless. 4-5-6 due up for the Red Sox. Chase Mydra leads it off against Connor Grady. He retired the side in order back in the first. Mydroth 1-for-3 last night, also walked. Grady from the stretch with nobody on. Here's the pitch. Mydroth takes a fastball that's low. Ball one. Mydroth playing second base. He's 5 for his first 18 with Salem this season. The pitch. Fastball is low again for ball two. 278 average, one homer, two driven in. Fourth rounder out of the University of San Diego this year. 2-0. Mydroth takes, called strike down the middle on an off-speed pitch. Two balls, one strike. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The pitch. Mydroth swings, rolls it over towards the whole left side, and that sneaks into left for a base hit by the dive of Crampton at short. The first hit, first base runner of the game for the Red Sox. And this game being eerily similar, both half innings mirroring each other. Shorebirds and Red Sox both down in order in the first. Shorebirds get a leadoff single at the top of the second on a ground ball through the 5.5 hole. Salem does the same thing here in their half of the second. So Mydroth at first, that brings up Tyler Miller. First baseman bats from the left side, and the pitch home, just off the outside corner. Ball one. Miller, a wide open stance from the left side. 11 homers, 46 driven in, takes a rip at the 1-0 and comes up empty. Out in front of a changeup. One ball, one strike. Middle infield plays Miller to pull. Shortstop Crampton up the middle. And the 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two. Miller, ninth round pick last year out of Auburn. 46 driven in, hitting 207. Has been with Salem all season long. 2-1. He swings and rolls it to the backstop, 2-2. Miller was also with Salem at the tail end of last year. He's having some good conversation reminiscing about the end of last year for the Shorebirds and some of the guys who were with the club, remembering what it was like finishing the season here in Salem. 2-2, it's down the dirt. Retzbach, a good block. And Mydroth from first not going anywhere. That was the week the Shorebirds took 4 out of 6 from Salem, including a phenomenal 6-run comeback win on the final day of the season to deny Salem playoff spot. 3-2, it's cut on and missed. Good changeup from Grady. He pulls the string on Miller. He's down on strikes for the first out here in the second. During batting practice, might have been Max Wagner hit a backside bomb out to right field, and Reed Trimble remarked and brought back memories of backside Billy. It's Billy Cook. One out, man at first. Here's Daniel McElveny, the catcher. He swings the first pitch. Hand chops it foul down the first base line for strike one. Billy Cook twice in that series with a game-winning homer against Salem in the ninth or extra innings, including on the final day of the season. 2-run shot off of Devin Rodon. 0-1. McElveny swings and misses. It's 0-2. McElveny, a new face to us. Sixth round pick this year out of high school for the Red Sox. Bonita Vista High School in Chula Vista, California. 0-2. Down in the dirt. Good block again by Retzbach. 1-2. McElveny, 3 for his first 25 here with Salem. Two doubles, six driven in. Sixth round pick last year for the Red Sox. I should clarify the pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front of off speed. Pitch down low. Grady back-to-back strikeouts after allowing the leadoff single. And there's now two outs and a man at first. Kier Meredith, the next hitter. Scoreless game, bottom of the second. Grady trying to work around a leadoff single, and the pitch to Meredith. Just a little low. Ball one. Meredith was 0 for 4 last night with a walk and a run scored, but he played phenomenal defense out and left. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. A couple of diving catches, one in the first and one in the ninth. Robbing extra bases and potential RBIs each time. 2-0 pitch. Meredith thought about it but lays off a changeup that floats in down the middle. Two balls, one strike. Mindroth still over at first. He let off the frame with a single. The 2-1. Meredith a high chopper down the first base line. Willems right next to the bag gloves it. Steps on the base, retires Meredith. That does it for the Red Sox here in the first. Grady allows the leadoff single, then retires three in a row. On to the third. It's still a scoreless game between the Sox and the Birds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22-game mini-plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22-game mini-plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, it's still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Creed Willems leads it off for the Shorebirds. Here to start the third, first pitch from Juan Daniel Encarnacion is chopped foul down the first base side for strike one. 9-1 and 2. 2-1 for the Shorebirds here in the third. Willems leading it off, playing for the first time this week. 0-1. It's cut on and missed. Good change up off the outside corner. 0-2. Willems hitting 170 this season. 5.05 OPS. 2 homers, 12 driven in. And the 0-2 pinch is a little high. 1-2. Encarnacion working in a rhythm right now after getting out of a jam in the second. 1-2. It's down low for ball two. Gets the ball back, toes the rubber, and fires back home again. Doesn't really wander around too much. His 2-2. On the outside corner, a called strike three. Good off-speed pitch. Willems can't pull the trigger. It's the third strike out of the game for Encarnacion. And there's one out here in the third. Encarnacion was dinged for a pitch clock violation back in the second, so maybe he took that personally. And right now he hasn't let the clock wind down below 10 seconds before dealing. The pitch to Reed Trimble, he swings and taps it foul down the third base side. Strike one. Top of the order here for the Shorebirds. Trimble grounded out to first, his first time up. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Infield is relatively straight on. Shortstop Bonassi a couple of steps towards second. The pitch. Trimble swings and fouls it back. No balls, two strikes. One out, top of the third of a scoreless game. The pitch. Trimble fouls back another, basically the same spot. Count remains at 0-2. Outfield straight away. Encarnacion the wide. Here's the pitch. And Trimble takes just off the outside corner. Was a little quick pitch there for Encarnacion. Eschewed the leg kick and just went down the hill. Didn't fool Trimble, though. Able to take the pitch outside. Didn't panic. 1-2. Trimble fouls back another. Third time this at bat. Stays alive here. A ball and two strikes. Trimble with the multi-hit game yesterday was one of five players to get multiple hits. The pitch, just a little low, had the heart of the plate. But Trimble able to work it full here. Here's the pitch. This is outside. Check that, that was the 2-2. So that runs the count full, 3-2. One out, top of the third, Trimble battling with Juan Daniel Encarnacion. The wind and the 3-2. Trimble swings and hits a grounder right to the second baseman, Mydroth. He vacuums it up, throws to first, and retires Trimble for the second out here in the third. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero flied out to right on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning. Romero hitting 233, 8 homers, tied for the team lead, 38 driven in. The pitch. Breaking ball is on the inside corner for strike one. Two outs, top of the third. Shorebirds and Red Sox scoreless here in game two of their series. The 0-1. This is down and away. One ball, one strike. One and one on Romero. Kick and the pitch. Romero swings, hits it towards the whole left side. It's cut off by the third baseman, Paulino. Fires across the diamond, retires Noelbert for the final out of the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Juan Daniel Encarnacion. On to the last of the third. It's still the Shorebirds nothing and the Red Sox nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the third of a still scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Connor Grady back to work for the Shorebirds, faces 8-9-1 for the Red Sox. Here in the third, Brian Gonzalez leads it off. He's the DH for Salem. Right-handed batter, open stance. Grady from the stretch with nobody on and the first pitch. It's a fastball just a little high. It was down the middle. Ball one. Gonzalez almost looks like a duplicate of Christopher Cespedes at the plate. 1-0. He swings and hits a ground ball back in the middle and into center for a base hit. Snuck by Crampton. And it's a leadoff single for the second straight inning for the Red Sox. Brings up the center fielder, Carson Semus. Semus was 2-for-5 last night with a double, couple of runs scored. Now hitting 183, one homer, 18 driven in. Right-handed batter, open stance. First pitch, Grady fires a fastball just a shade inside. Ball one. Lights already on, full effect here from Carilion Clinic Field, the pitch. Off speed is down and away, and it's 2-0 on Semus. Of course, last night we had about a half-hour light delay. A little bit of a power outage. Took down about half the lights here at the ballpark, waited a half hour for them to turn back on. 2-0. Semus takes a fastball up and in. Ball three. Grady, his last time out, didn't walk anybody. That was the first time in 14 outings that Grady failed to walk anybody. 3-0. Semus takes a fastball down the middle. 3-1. And for Grady, who relies so much on his control, hopefully a step in the right direction. 3-1. Semus swings, it's a chopper to third, backing up, and it. De Leon has it sneaked by him into shallow left. Racing for third, Gonzalez, he'll get there without a play, and Semus trails him into second. And we'll see how they score that, if that's an error or not. But in either case, Salem with runners at second and third, and nobody out. My book, that probably should be an error, but we'll see how they score it. Hard base running, though, from Gonzalez and Semus, and that is an error. Second and third, nobody out. Corners play in for Edinson Paulino, and he bunts on the first pitch, drags up the first baseline. Willems Fields can't get back to the bag in time, though. Paulino beats him. It's a bunt base in. A run comes in to score, and Salem strikes first here in the third. Red Sox 1, Shorebirds nothing, and still runners at the corners and nobody out. Oh, that was perfectly done by Edinson Paulino. Dragged that thing up the first baseline. Willems fielded it. Tried to race Paulino back to the bag, and he just got beat. For Paulino, it's his 50th RBI of the season. First pitch now to Eduardo Lopez is cut on and missed. Fastball down and away for strike one. First and third, nobody out. Paulino is a threat to run. He's 23 for 27 this season. 0-1's a weak number. Back to the backstop. 0-2. So now can Grady limit the damage? That ground ball to De Leon at third, that could have been a double play. Instead, an error. A run is now scored. First and third, nobody out. And the 0-2 to Lopez. He swings, it's a high chopper to first. Willems jumps, has it, fires to second, and is able to force out Semus, or rather, Paulino, beg your pardon, as Semus scores on the play. First out of the inning finally recorded, but it's now 2-0. Salem on the RBI fielder's choice for Eduardo Lopez. Lopez, with his 20th RBI of the season, he's now got four driven in two games this week. First pitch to Brainer Bonassi is just a little low for ball one. Bonassi, switch hitter, bats left. Lopez at first, one out and the pitch. Bonassi lines it back to the middle into center, but that's right at Judd Fabian. Barely had to move, puts it away for the second out of the inning. Grady was just about due a hard hit out from the baseball gods there after the way this inning's unfolded. Now two away, that brings up Chase Meidroff. Meidroff, the single, his first time up. Throw over to first, and back in with a dive is Lopez. Mydroth, the square stance from the right side. Brady from the belt, deals home. And Mydroth swings and misses. Pitch was down the dirt. 0-1. Tyler Miller on deck. Mydroth at the plate. Salem has plated two here in the third. 0-1. Mydroth swings and misses. Another good off-speed pitch down and away. And Grady ahead on him, 0-2. Lopez at first, two outs. 2-0 Salem now, bottom of the third as they strike first blood. Grady comes set. Down the hill is 0-2, runner goes, and Mydroth fouls it back and out of play. Still 0-2. O2 again, and Mydroth takes breaking ball down low. One ball, two strikes. Lopez at first, 7-for-8 stealing bases this season. He's running. Mydroth takes down and away. The throw to second from Retzbach's knees is in time. Oh man, what a dart from Adam Retzbach. The first base runner to try to run on him in a Delmarva uniform. He absolutely hoses. So he throws out Lopez to end the inning from his knees. Salem scores twice, though. Takes the lead. On to the fourth, it's Salem 2, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style, enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, it's now Salem 2, Delmarva nothing, with Delmarva batting against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. First pitch to Max Wagner is cut on and missed. 4-1. Wagner struck out swinging his first time up. It's the heart of the order due up here in the inning. 3-4-5. 0-1. Wagner swings, slices it down the right field line towards the corner. That's a foul ball. 0-2. Encarnacion has retired 4 in a row. And has had 1-2-3 innings sandwiched around a little bit of a traffic jam in the second. Stranded two runners on. So far, so good. Three scoreless innings for him. 0-2. Wagner takes a breaking ball down low. 1-2. Wagner, second round pick for the Orioles out of Clemson this year. Originally from Green Bay. 1-2. Wagner takes high. 2-2. Went down to Clemson, South Carolina for school. But went back each summer while he was in school to play summer ball for the Green Bay, now Rockers. 2-2. Wagner checks his swing and flares it out of play first base side. It's 2-2. Previously the Green Bay Bullfrogs of the Northwoods League, now the Green Bay Rockers. And just a few years ago they were the Green Bay Booyah as well, but gone under a few rebrands. 2-2. Breaking ball misses just off the inside corner. It's 3-2. They're members of the Northwoods League, which is just a tick below the Cape Cod League as far as summer college ball is concerned. Payoff pitch, and Wagner fouls it back. It's 3-2. The Northwoods League plays, pretty sure they still play, might have trimmed down a little, but at least when I worked there, it was a 72-game schedule in 76 days. It's the closest thing any college player can get to actually getting the vibe of what minor league baseball is like. 3-2. Wagner swings and misses. Encarnacion throws a fastball by him. He's down on strikes, and that's the first out here in the fourth. That brings up Dylan Beavers. He has the only hit of the game for the Shorebirds. Single back in the second inning. Ground ball the other way. First pitch. This is down and in for ball one to Beavers, and they're still playing the Birds the word for Beavers, which they've now had 24 hours to rectify that. But alas, here we are, the 1-0. Beavers swings in, pounds a grounder over to the second base side. My draw off the second baseman Fields. Throws to first, retired Beavers, and it's a quick two outs here in the fourth for the Shorebirds. Two outs, nobody on. That brings up Judd Fabian. Fabian struck out looking his first time up. Fabian 3-for-4 last night in his Birds debut. The pitch. He swings and launches one high in the air. Out to right center, not all too deep. Right fielder Lopez calling for it. He's under it, and he puts it away. For a 1-2-3 inning for Juan Daniel Encarnacion. He's now retired 7 in a row. On to the last of the fourth. It's still Salem 2, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the fourth, it's still Salem 2, Delmarva nothing. Chase Mydroth leads it off for the Red Sox. First pitch from Connor Grady. Mydroth swings. It's a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Trimble giving chase towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Went over the wall, but thankfully wrong side of the pole. It's just a loud strike one to begin the fourth. Mydroth was at the plate when Eduardo Lopez was caught stealing by Adam Retzbach. Strong throw from his knees. First base runner to try to run against him here with the Shorebirds, and he absolutely hoses him out at second. So 0-1 on Mydroth back to the plate. Right-handed batter, 0-1. He takes down and away. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Mydroth out in front again. Rips it foul.
down the left field side, 1-2. Mydroth this summer was actually playing for the Yarmouth Dennis Red Sox, the Cape Cod League, so already had quite a bit of Red Sox gear, although a slightly different logo. Hit 286 this year on the Cape with a 434 on base percentage. Walked more than he struck out. The 1-2, he fouls it back. Still 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Mydroth, opening up the fourth. Grady from the belt, the pitch. And change up, floats up and in. Did that get Mydroth? It did. I don't think that one nicked him, but it just got him, grazed him across the chest as he was flailing out of the box. And Grady loses control of a two-strike off-speed pitch and plunks Mydroth to begin the fourth. So after allowing two runs last inning, less than ideal for Grady here in the fourth, that's now the third straight inning that Salem has put the leadoff man aboard. Here's Tyler Miller, left-handed batter. First pitch. Fastball is down on the dirt. Retzbach contains it. Ball one. Infield plays Miller to pull. He struck out swinging his first time up. 1-0 is chopped on the ground to first. Willems has it, fires to second. One, relay back to first is not in time. Grady could never find his foot on the bag. So Miller able to beat the tail end of that 3-6-1 double play attempt. Just a fielder's choice. And man, the arm that Creed Willems has at first base is such an asset. Obviously, Creed primarily a catcher, but we've seen it now twice where he has uncorked lasers out to second to help start potential double plays, even though they haven't come through either time. First pitch to McIlvaney is low. The throw to second on a hop from Retzbach is skipped into center, but Miller's not going anywhere from first, or from second rather, content with just his stolen base. Miller with his 17th stolen bag of the season. And the pitch missed low to Daniel McElveny. Runner out at second now, one out. Bottom of the fourth at Salem 2, Delmarva nothing with Salem batting. Here's the pitch. McElveny takes down low in the dirt again, 2-0. Two and zero on McElveny. The pitch, just off the outside corner. 3-0. On deck is Keir Meredith. He grounded out to first his first time up. Miller at second, one out. And the pitch. McElveny takes down and in for ball four, and Grady walks his first man of the game. That brings up Keir Meredith. Hit a chopper to first his first time up. Left-handed batter, undrafted free agent out of Clemson. Meredith and Grady probably saw each other a couple of times. The first pitch, off speed, down low. Meredith chases it. Strike one. Meredith at Clemson from 2018 through 2021, the same time that Grady spent at Florida State. 0-1. Meredith, another swing and a miss. Foul tipped it, just got a piece. But he's down the count 0-2. On deck, Brian Gonzalez, who singled and scored leading off the third. Salem up 2-0, bomb of the fourth, and threatening for more. First and second, one out. Grady from the belt, looks to second, now the pitch. And Meredith just gets a piece of it, cues it to the on-deck batter, Gonzalez, who tosses the baseball into the crowd. No balls, two strikes. Middle infield at double play depth. Grady a long hold, now the pitch. And Meredith, a soft liner the other way. That floats into left field, a base hit. Racing around third, here comes Miller. The throw from Trimble to the plate is offline. It deflects to the backstop. Around third now, here comes McElveny. The throw to the plate, dropped by Grady. He picks it up, but he can't apply the tag in time, and McElveny is saved. Two runs score on the play. Meredith ends up at second. And the Red Sox double their lead here in the fourth. It's 2-0 Salem here in the bottom of the fourth. Credit Meredith with one RBI in the play. And McElveny scores on Trimble's throwing error. Daring base running from McElveny. As Grady covered the plate, Rensbach threw it to him. The ball, Grady, and McElveny all got to the plate at the same time. As now out to the mound goes the Shorebirds pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. And basically with them all getting there at the same time, everything was bang, bang. Grady didn't catch the baseball. McElveny didn't even touch home plate at first. Grady picked up the baseball with the bare hand and tried to tag McElveny. But home plate umpire Shea Graham said that was just a touch late. Looked like for a moment that I thought might have snuck that tag in there. But it looked like they were more playing Twister than baseball at home plate with everybody reaching around each other. So the meeting on the mound adjourned. It's now 4-0 Salem here in the last of the fourth. Runner at second, that's Meredith, and Brian Gonzalez now the hitter. Singled his first time up. Here's the pitch. Meredith takes off for third. The pitch swung on and missed. The throw to third is airmailed down the left field line. But the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, already waving it off. And he's saying that there was batter interference. Graham is saying that Brian Gonzalez didn't get out of the way of Rensbach, that they made contact. And Meredith is being put back out at second base. A humongous break for the Shorebirds. So it's still a strike on Gonzalez, who swung and missed. Meredith, no credit for the stolen base, doesn't get to come home and score. He's put back out at second. So 0-1 on Gonzalez, one out, bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Gonzalez takes down the dirt, 1-1. Gonzalez swings. It's a high fly ball down the right field line. Not all too deep. Beavers, a step into foul territory, makes the catch. Meredith tags from second, goes to third, and he's in without a play. As the throw cut off by the shortstop, Crampton. And there's a runner at third now with two outs for Carson Siemens. So two outs, and Grady trying to limit the damage to just two runs again. Runner at third, two outs, and Seamus the batter. He reached on an error back in the third, came around to score. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. Grady from the belt, here's the pitch. And Seamus out in front, cuts on and misses on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Fastball freezes Seamus on the outside corner. Ball and two strikes. Two home in the inning for Salem here in the fourth. Grady trying to strand a runner out at third. Two outs. And the 1-2. Seamus digs down the dirt. 2-2. Kick and the 2-2. Seamus swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Willems giving it a look, but it's just out of play. In the first row of seats over top of the tarp. So the count stays at even 2-2. Seamus swings, pops up another one on top of the Shorebirds dugout first base. Santa lands on top of it. And the count's still even at two. Two and two on Seamus. Runner at third, two outs, and the pitch. And Seamus, you guessed it, foul ball out of play. First base side, a third straight one over top the Shorebirds dugout. Bottom of the fourth, two outs, and the 2-2 again. Seamus swings and misses. Pitch down the dirt. Retzbach blocks it, throws to first. Retires Seamus to complete the strikeout, but two more runs score in the fourth here for Salem. Another error, a hit, walk, fielder's choice at batter. And Salem able to push two more home onto the fifth. It's now Salem 4, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, to be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the fifth, and the Shorebirds with some work to do. It's Salem now 4, Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on Wednesday night from Salem, Virginia. Temperature's starting to drop a little. Nice, cool evening here in mid-August. Isaac De Leon leads it off for the Shorebirds against Juan Daniel Encarnacion. And a first-pitch breaking ball is on the inside corner for strike one. 6-7-8, two up for the Shorebirds, who have just one hit and two base runners today against Encarnacion. 0-1 pitch is down and away for ball one. Both came in the second inning. A single to Dylan Beavers, a walk to Adam Retzbach. Encarnacion has retired seven in a row since. 1-1. De Leon grounds it off his foot in the box. Absolutely drilled his front shin. That's why you wear the shin guard. Down the count, 1-2. Can't see if anybody's up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. And after four innings, Connor Grady has given up four runs, three earned on 75 pitches. He might come back out for the fifth. Shorebird's bullpen is currently very understaffed, despite carrying 16. 1-2. De Leon checks his swing, pitch down and away. They appeal to first base umpire, and no swing, says Brian Laws. 2-2. 2-2 pitch. And De Leon takes a breaking ball inside, nearly hit him. Count full. Reason the Shorebirds a little understaffed down the pen is that even though they have so many of the guys up from Florida, 3-2 pitch. De Leon hits it in the air. Foul ground, first base side. That'll drift out of play. Still 3-2. All of those guys, per my own intel, won't be available until the earliest tomorrow. Haven't thrown in any games down in Florida, so they need to be ramped up a little bit here. 3-2. De Leon takes outside ball 4. And that snaps the streak of 7 in a row retired by Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Second walk issued by Encarnacion. He's at now 69 pitches, or 68 pitches, beg your pardon. For 4 innings plus now. Runner at first, nobody out. That brings up Retzba. Walked his first time up. Middle infield at double play depth. Encarnacion comes set. Leg kick and the pitch. Retzba takes a breaking ball on the inside corner for strike 1. The Shorebirds do have the luxury today of Dylan Hyde is going in tandem with Connor Grady, so he might be able to cover the rest of the game should he pitch well. 0-1's a fastball up that Retzba can't lay off. He tried to check his swing, but he went around. It's 0-2. Shorebirds down 4-0, top of the fifth. Smoked the Red Sox 17-10 last night. So far held scoreless. The pitch. Retzba hammers a liner back up the middle and into center, a base hit. De Leon station to station. He stops at second. And Retzba boarded first with his first Delmarva hit. Line drive single to center. And the Shorebirds have runners at first and second and nobody out for Adam Crampton. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Red Sox. That's Nick Green. He made, man, I don't even know how many visits last night. 6 or 7. By the time it was all said and done. So he has been wearing out that track in between the third base dugout and the mound so far this series. It's his first visit of the day here on Wednesday. Encarnacion put 2 on in the second, but on either side of that, hadn't allowed a base runner here until the fifth. Has a 4-0 lead to work with, but the Shorebirds, as we saw yesterday, can score and score in bunches in the blink of an eye. Crampton was a part of that with 2 RBI doubles yesterday. First pitch. Franking ball floats in down the middle, knee high. Strike 1. First and second, nobody out. Walk and a single beginning the fifth here for the Birds. Infield plays back looking for 2. Outfield straight away for Salem. 0-1 pitch. Crampton fouls it back. 0-2. Nobody throwing right now out in Salem's bullpen, but some guys are starting to stretch their arms a little. 0-2. Crampton, a little number down the third base side off the mound. Encarnacion has it, throws to first, and retires Crampton for the first out of the inning. That's a nice play by Encarnacion. He didn't panic. Runners advance to second and third on what basically goes down as a sack bunt. So second and third now, 1 out, and 9-hole hitter Creed Willems steps in. He struck out looking his first time up. First baseman Miller plays in, third baseman Paulino back, as well as the middle infield, which plays to the pull side. First pitch. Oh, that's a good breaking ball in the outside corner. Strike 1. Encarnacion bearing down here now that he is in his first real sticky situation in the ballgame. 0-1. Willems reaches forward and fouls it back on the ground. 0-2. So Creed quickly down the count. No balls, 2 strikes. Shorebirds trying to crack the scoreboard. It's Salem 4, Delmarva nothing, top of the fifth. Second and third, 1 out. The pitch. And Willems pops it up. Foul ground, third base side towards the Salem dugout. That'll get back into the seats. About 4 rows deep. We stay at 0-2. Still 0-2 on Willems. Encarnacion, a deep breath, now the pitch. And Creed hits it in the air out to center. Simmons broke back, now goes back a couple more steps and makes the catch towards left center. Tagging from third, coming home to score, De Leon. Staying at second, Retzbach. And the Shorebirds on the board on Creed Willems, sack fly to center. Salem 4, Delmarva 1 here in the fifth. That was a weird break from Simmons out in center, as he initially broke back, stopped, and then continued back. Don't see that very often. But it gets the job done for Willems, as Creed able to drive in his 13th run of the season. Retzbach still at second, and Reed Trimble now the batter. Top of the order for the Birds, down by three. The pitch. Reed swings. It's a soft liner out toward shallow center. That drops in for a base hit. Retzbach around third. He scores without a play. And Reed Trimble aboard at first with a flare RBI single. And the Shorebirds cut it back to a two-run game again. It's Salem 4, Delmarva 2 here in the top of the fifth. And again, it was another bad break. This time not by an outfielder, but by an infielder, Brenner Bonassi. His first step from short was in on that pop-up off the bat to Trimble and ended up over his head into shallow left center. So a base hit for Trimble, and now New Albert Romero the batter. First pitch. Romero, a soft tapper down the third baseline. On the backhand, Paulino has it. Fires across a bit high, but Miller down with the ball, tags at Romero on his way by. And that retires the side here in the fifth. Shorebirds get two runs back, though. Sack fly for Willems, RBI single for Reed Trimble. And halfway home, on to the last of the fifth. It's now Salem 4, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where we show how much we care, and it's so much to protect us down.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
The Shorebirds are back in town August 23rd through the 28th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats. On Thursday, August 25th, the Shorebirds are hosting their first ever Maryland Pride Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 26th, it's a Cedric Mullins bobblehead giveaway with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Purdue. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Halfway home on to the last of the fifth, it's now Salem 4 and Delmarva 2. Dylan Hyde replaces Connor Grady on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Grady goes four innings, allows four runs, three earned on four hits, one walk, strikes out four. Right now, his name on the hook for what would be his ninth loss of the season, as Dylan Hyde takes over here in the last of the fifth. Hyde, 6'1", 180 pounds, right-handed pitcher, 24 years old, out of Malvern, Pennsylvania. Went to school at Pitt Johnstown, 11th round pick last year at the D2 school. He's 2-2 this year with a 4.13 ERA, making his 10th appearance, all of them out of the bullpen. 28 and a third innings, he struck out 38 and walked 17, giving up 23 hits. First man to face him is Edinson Paulino, and the first pitch fastballs on the inside corner for strike one. Hyde fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Righty into his wind and the 0-1. Fouled straight back, it's 0-2. Hyde has only seen Salem once. That was back on July the 4th. Threw three innings that day.
And although he took a blown save, allowed a run on two hits over three innings, he did earn the win, walking three and striking out seven. 0-2, fastball just off the inside corner, ball and two strikes. Hyde throwing to Adam Retzbach, two guys from eastern part of Pennsylvania. Retzbach a little bit north towards Scranton. 1-2. Paulino, a chopper towards short. Crampton waits back in it. Fields in the third hop and flings to first. To retire Paulino for the first out here in the fifth. Hyde from Malvern, PA. That's a little bit more southern towards Philadelphia. Asked Retzbach whether or not he and Hyde had ever crossed paths since they're about the same age. Said nope, never did. But baseball, a small world, sees them collide together now here with the Shorebirds. One out, nobody on. That brings up Eduardo Lopez. Switch hitter bats left, and the first pitch. This is up high for ball one. Hyde with one of his best outings, his last time out. Threw four innings back in the resumed game against Carolina last Thursday as the 1-0 is flown out to deep right center. Fabian on the run. He tracks it down for the second out of the inning. That was effortless by Judd Fabian out in center. A perfect read off the bat. And he's able to make that catch full stride towards the wall in center. Two away here in the fifth. But Hyde threw four shutout innings against Carolina last Thursday. Shorebirds lost the game 4-0, so not like it really mattered. Allowed two hits, two walks, and struck out six. Two outs, nobody on. That brings up Rainier Bonassi. First pitch fastballs on the outside corner for strike one. Salem 4, Delmarva 2, bottom of the fifth. 2 outs, nobody on for Bonassi, who's 0 for 2 today. Hyde's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Bonassi, a non-committed swing, chased up and out of the zone. 0-2. Hyde looking for a 1-2-3 fifth. Into his motion, the 0-2. And it misses down and in. One ball, two strikes. Kick and the 1-2 from Hyde. It's up and away with another here. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes on Brainerd Bonassi. Hyde the turn and the pitch, and Bonassi fights off fastball in on his hands. Sends it out of play, left field side. 2-2. Two outs, nobody on, home half of the fifth. Shorebirds down a pair. The 2-2. Bonassi takes up and in, and he's worked it from 0-2. Now to 3-2. Bonassi hits a soft flare to right center. Fabian over towards the gap. He's under it, and he puts it away for the final out here in the fifth. So 1-2-3 for aim for Dylan Hyde out of the bullpen. On to the sixth. Shorebirds still trail the Red Sox 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients.
Perk plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth, it's still Salem 4, Delmarva 2. Sam Jelinek with you here on Wednesday night from Salem, Virginia. It's now Graham Hoffman on the mound in place of Juan Daniel Encarnacion on this TechNet called the bullpen. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance. When you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop, go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Encarnacion in line for the win. He goes five innings, allows two runs, both earned on three hits, two walks, and strikes out four. Graham Hoffman takes over for him. Hoffman in his 21st appearance out of the bullpen. He's 2-1, the 3.58 ERA. Undrafted free agent out of the University of South Florida. He's 23 years old, 6'3", 211, right-handed pitcher. And his first pitch to Max Wagner is up high for ball one. 27 and two-thirds innings for Hoffman. He struck out 31 and walked 14, allowing just 23 hits. From the stretch is 1-0. And Wagner, it's a chopper out towards short. On the third hop, Bonacieux has it at the letters. Fires across and retires Wagner for the first out here in the sixth, with Wagner dropping to 0-for-3 here tonight. Shorebirds with two runs in the fifth off of Encarnacion. Probably the impetus for him coming out of the game. It ratcheted his pitch count up a good deal. One out, nobody on. That brings up Dylan Beavers. He has one of the just three hits tonight for the Shorebirds. Singled back in the second. Swings the first pitch here. It's a soft chopper down the third baseline. Paulino surrounds it, throws on the run, and Beavers beats it. An infield single for Dylan Beavers. A soft chopper down the third baseline. Paulino, a nice play, but not quick enough to get Beavers, who legs it out for his second hit of the day. Two games, two multi-hit games now for Dylan Beavers with the Shorebirds. And that brings up the tying run in the form of Judd Fabian. Fabian 3-for-4 last night with a solo homer. Right-handed batter is 0-for-2 tonight. Hoffman, shoulder high, set the pitch, and Fabian takes a fastball up and in. Ball one. Fabian, right-handed batter. Bright orange batting gloves. 1-0. Fabian swings and misses. Off-speed pitch down and in. Peculiar location there from Hoffman, going close towards Fabian's nitro zone. 1-1. Ball and strike. Here's the pitch. Fabian takes a fastball down and away. 2-1. Beavers has stolen two bases so far in two games for Delmarva, but have to think he won't be running here even in a 2-1 count. Shorebirds looking for runs, not looking to give up too many outs. Throw back to first, and Beavers was leaning, but he gets back safely. So evidently my logic might not be all too sound. Beavers is a lot faster than I think a lot of people give him credit for how big he is. 2-1, he stays put, and Fabian rips it out into left. Meredith towards the line, reaches up. It's over his head, and one hops off the wall. Around second, hanging for third, Beavers. He'll be there standing. And Fabian into second with a double. And the Shorebirds with the tying run now in scoring position with one out here in the sixth. That baseball was torched by Fabian. Meredith, a pretty good deke back at the wall. I thought he had a better chance to make that play than it ended up happening. It's over his head off the warning track. Fabian, another extra base hit. And there's runners at second and third for Isaac De Leon. First baseman Miller plays in. Everybody else is back. Second and third, one out. The pitch. De Leon takes a fastball high.
Ball one. De Leon walked and scored leading off the fifth. He's also flown out. That was back in the second. Right-on-right matchup with Hoffman. Kicking the pitch. De Leon swings and misses. Chased a bad one down and in. One ball, one strike. Beavers at third, Fabian at second. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes on De Leon. The pitch. He swings and misses. Down and in. That same either changeup, two-seamer, kind of sinker. Gets De Leon. Big strikeout for Hoffman. Now two outs, and that leaves it up to Adam Retzbach. Retzbach has not been retired by the Red Sox yet tonight. He's walked, singled, and scored. One for one on the day. Infield now back all the way around. The pitch. Retzbach takes down the dirt, blocked by McElveny. Stays close to him. Runners stay put. Retzbach from the right side. Hoffman a long look in. Comes set at the shoulders. Here's the pitch. And Retzbach takes a called strike on the inside corner. Ball and a strike. One one. Retzbach swings and misses. Same pitch that got De Leon down and in. Seems like it's too hard for it to be a changeup, but the kind of drop and arm side run that it has on it, not sure what other pitch it could be. Two-seamer, that kind of movement is pretty rare. 1-2. Fastball is up high. 2-2. Two on, two out. 2-2 on Retzbach. The pitch, and he takes down the dirt. Ball three. Red Sox 4, Delmarva 2. Top of the sixth. Shorebirds throttled the Red Sox last night, 17-10. The offense has been a bit more few and far between here today. Birds threatening, though, the 3-2, and Retzbach swings and misses. Pitch down and in gets him, and Hoffman able to strand two in scoring position to end the sixth. On to the last of the sixth. It's still Salem 4 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Saturday, August 27th, it's a special post-game fireworks show and Go Purple Night, presented by Wicomico Goes Purple, Worcester Goes Purple, and Somerset Reigns Purple. Save time, buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
home half of the sixth. It's Salem 4, Delmarva 2, as the Birds strand 2 in scoring position in the top of the half of the inning. Still trail by a pair against Salem as they come to bat here in the last of the sixth against Dylan Hyde. Double plays are always better with Chick-fil-A. Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants have partnered with the Birds to sponsor each and every double play the Shorebirds turn this season. Plus, when the Birds turn two, first pitch from Hyde to Chase Mydroth is outside for ball one. All the attendees of the game can open their Chick-fil-A app to receive free Chick-fil-A. 1-0 on Mydroth, 4, 5, and 6 to up for the Red Sox here in the sixth. Hyde's 1-0. This is down and away for ball two. Mydra, 1-for-1, a single, was hit by a pitch back in the fourth. Right-handed batter. Hyde from the first base side of the rubber, deals home. And Mydra checks his swing. Fastball is up and out of the zone. Ball three. Pitch. Fastball is high again, ball four, and Hyde walks Mydroth on four pitches to start out the sixth. Just the second walk the Shorebirds pitching has allowed so far tonight. Grady walked 1-for-4, now Hyde after a 1-2-3 fifth allows his first base runner here in the sixth. Tyler Miller, the batter, open stands from the left side, the pitch home. Miller swings, hits it high in the air towards left. Towards the line goes the left fielder Trimble. He's under it. He puts it away for the first out here in the sixth. Brings up the catcher, Daniel McElveny. 0-for-1, struck out, walked, and scored. Red Sox with two runs apiece in the third and fourth innings. Shorebirds canceling out one of those with two runs in the fifth. That's where things stand right now. Salem 4, Delmarva 2, bottom of the sixth. First pitch to McElveny's, a fastball high for ball one. Quick tour of Birdland for you. Orioles played earlier today as they have another day game tomorrow against the Chicago Cubs. Throw over to first and Mydroth back in with a dive. O's lost 6-1 to the Blue Jays, but they still took 2 out of 3. Austin Voth through six shutout innings. The Birds bullpen imploded in the seventh. They gave up 6 runs. 1-0 pitch. Heaters on the outside corner, 1-1. Have to expect a clunker every once in a while from that Birds pen, especially how good they've been this season. Fortunately, it came to the rival Jays as the O's fall 61-56 here in the season. 1-1. On the outside corner, good breaking ball from Hyde, and it's 1-2 on McElveny. Norfolk right now trails Durham by a run. It's Durham 4, Norfolk 3. That's going into the eighth. Somerset leading Bowie 9-5. That's in the last seventh. 1-2 on its way. And it's a called strike 3. Fastball outside half freezes McElveny. Hyde with his first strikeout out of the bullpen. And there's two away here in the sixth. Brings up Keir Meredith, the left fielder. RBI single, his last time up. 1-for-2 today. Has runner at first, 2 outs. Bottom half of the sixth, Red Sox up 4-2. And the first pitch misses low for ball one. Aberdeen has come back to tie Asheville at 4-all after the Tourists scored 4 in the top of the first. Aberdeen with 3 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth to tie it on a Trendon Craig RBI single. 1-0. Meredith takes a heater over the heart of the plate. Strike one. Runner at first, 2 outs. Mydroth walks to lead off the inning. He's still there over at first. 1-1 on Meredith with the Sox leading 4-2 here in the sixth. 1-1 is slashed deep down the left field line, but that slices out of play. And Hyde now ahead on Meredith, 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes on Meredith. Left-handed batter bats straight up.
Niger off at first. Here's the pitch. And Meredith, a weak temper, foul down the first base line. Still 1-2. It's turning into another chilly night here from Salem. I'm probably only saying that because I'm still wearing shorts and a polo. Didn't smart up and pack long sleeves. 1-2, it's lined down the right field side. That's in for a base hit. Beavers cuts it off before the corner. Racing first to third is Mydroth. He stays at third with Meredith going into second for the two base hit. Second and third, two outs now for the Red Sox with the DH, Brian Gonzalez, coming up. So it looked like Hyde had settled in after issuing the leadoff walk. Back-to-back outs, but now a Meredith double has the Sox threatening with two away. Brian Gonzalez, 1-for-2 today. Bats from the right side in the first pitch. Fastball is way high. Ball one. Gonzalez singled and scored back in the third. Flied out to right back in the fourth. High to look to second, now the pitch. And it misses down and away with a fastball. Ball two. Red Sox 4, Shorebirds 2, bottom of the sixth. Sox have led by as many as 4. And now a two-run game. 2-0 pitch. Gonzalez, massive rip, comes up empty. 2-1. On deck, Carson Semus, the nine-hole hitter. Gonzalez an open stance from the right side. So far this season with Salem, Gonzalez has driven in 9 in 26 games. 2-1. It's down in the dirt. Retzbach keeps it in front. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Brian Gonzalez, or three balls, one strike, beg your pardon. Hyde the set, and the pitch. Outside ball four, Hyde walks Gonzalez, his second walk of the inning. And that loads the bases for Carson Semus. Semus 0-for-2, reached on an error and scored back in the third, struck out in the fourth. Red-handed batter open stance. Bases loaded, two outs. Bottom of the sixth, the pitch. And Semus fouls it back. Strike one. Salem 4, Delmarva 2, bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds trying to keep this game close before we get too late. Hyde from the first base side, his pitch. Breaking ball is down and away. 1-1. Hyde just hasn't had enough breaking ball control here tonight. Two walks here in the sixth after a 1-2-3 fifth. Trying to strand the bases loaded. Outfield straight away the pitch. And Semus takes just outside. Hyde needed that call, didn't get it. Two balls and a strike. Same as this season, hitting just 183. 2-1. Down and away, ball three. And Hyde in danger now of walking in a run. Two walks and a double here in the inning. Flow to the bases with two outs. Now 3-1 on Semus. Hyde needs a big pitch here. He's set. Here's his 3-1. And Semus takes just a little low, ball four. Hyde walks in a run, and it's now Salem 5 and Delmarva 2 here in the last of the sixth. Base is still loaded, and that brings up Edinson Paulino at the top of the order.
Seamus with his 19th RBI of the season. Red Spot goes out to the mound to chat with Hyde, try to figure out what's eating at him here. Base is loaded, two outs. Paulino, the leadoff man, is 1-for-3 today with an RBI single. Left-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and strokes a liner into right for a base hit on a hop. Beavers has it. Fires it on in. That'll keep everybody from advancing another base. Meredith scores. They play station to station. It's an RBI single for Edinson Paulino. And Salem restores their four-run advantage. Salem 6, Delmarva 2 here in the last of the sixth. Base is still loaded now for Eduardo Lopez. Remember, this was two outs and a man at first when Meredith doubled. Back-to-back walks. Now an RBI single for Paulino. It's his 51st RBI of the season. Now the pitch to Eduardo Lopez is a fastball in for a strike. Lopez 0-for-3. RBI fielder's choice back in the third. He drove in three yesterday with three RBI singles. 0-1 breaking ball is down the dirt. Ball into strike. One and one on Lopez. Now 20 runs driven in on the season. Gonzalez at third, Seamus at second, and Paulino at first. And the 1-1 finds the strike zone with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. One and two on Lopez. Hyde a pitch away from getting out of this jam with no more damage. And time called as Lopez steps out. Base is chock full of Red Sox. Two outs, bottom of the sixth. Two have already scored. It's 6-2 Salem now, bottom of the sixth. Hyde the set and the 1-2. And Lopez takes a called strike three. Fastball at the knees. Hyde gets the call. And that does it for the Red Sox here in the sixth. Salem scores twice, though, with two outs to reinstate their four-run advantage. On to the seventh, it's Salem 6, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Now Salem 6, Delmarva 2, top of the 7th. Adam Crampton leads it off for the Birds against Graham Hoffman. 8-9-1 due up in the first pitch. Crampton takes a fastball up and in for ball 1. And with the Red Sox scoring two more times in the last of the 6th, the Shorebirds now really ruining their chance back in the 6th inning to tie the game. The 1-0, Crampton swings, hits it in the air towards shallow right center. Both outfielders converge, and it's the right fielder Lopez making the call and the catch for the first out here in the 7th. Shorebirds had 2nd and 3rd, 1 out, but back-to-back strikeouts by Hoffman managed to get Salem out of the inning unscathed. They then scored two with two outs themselves in the last sixth. They lead it by four again. Salem 6, Delmarva 2. One out, nobody on. Here's Creed Willems. Takes first pitch, fastball high. Ball one. Willems, a sac fly and RBI his last time up. Left-handed batter, Hoffman's 1-0. Willems grounds it to the backstop. Ball into strike. Willems struck out back in the third as well as only two plate appearances today. 1-1. Swings and fouls it back again. One ball, two strikes. Hoffman, right-handed pitcher, came on in relief in the sixth, placing Juan Daniel Encarnacion. Right now in line for the win. After he win five innings. 1-2. Willems swings and misses out in front of that changeup from Hoffman, which has been devastating tonight. His third strikeout here in the ballgame. Two outs here in the seventh. Back to the top of the order, it's Reed Trimble's turn to hit. One for three, an RBI single back in the fifth. Switch hitter bats left the pitch. He shows bunt. Did he stab at it? He did. It's called strike thanks to him attempting. He thought he brought it back. But the home plate umpire Shea Graham said not so fast. 0-1, the pitch. Trimble takes, fastball high. One ball, one strike. Salem 6, Delmarva 2, top half of the 7th with Delmarva batting. Two outs, nobody on for Reed Trimble, the pitch. Fastball's way upstairs, ball 2. Trimble swings, fouls it off his foot in the box. Looks like it actually got off his back foot. Able to stay on his feet though. And the count's even at 2. Game 2 of 6 this week. Shorebirds took the opener last night 17-10. A cleaner game today, but it's Salem 6, Delmarva 2, top of the 7th. The 2-2 to Trimble breaks his bat on a grounder foul down the first base line. And Trimble, visibly frustrated with breaking his bat again. So even though he got an RBI single his last time up, he broke his bat then. I think he's broken at least 3 or 4 here today. And Noelbert Romero is just handing Trimble his bat. I don't think Reed has another one to go in the dugout. So hopefully it's the power of Romero in the hands of Reed Trimble now. Using the Bird's second baseman's bat. See if it brings him any luck. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. And Trimble swings and misses. The pitch goes behind McElveny, but he picks it up and throws to first. Retired Trimble for the final out here in the seventh. Birds go down in order. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro.
He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the last of the seventh. It's still Salem 6 and Delmarva 2. Sam Jelinek with you here on Wednesday night from Salem, Virginia. Carilion Clinic Field site and the Birds down by 4. Dylan Hyde will try to keep it that way as he comes back out for a third inning out of the bullpen. Brandon Bonacci leads it off. Switch hitter bats left. Hyde the righty fires home. And breaking ball misses inside for ball one. If nothing, Dylan Hyde is a meticulous tinkerer. Never looks that different start to start. 1-0 pitch. Bonacci swings and fouls it out of play. Third base side, 1-1. Shortstop for the Red Sox batting third is 0-3 tonight. But Hyde, who was a computer science major in college, still knows how to code pretty dang well, and it's actually messed around with some After Effects stuff as well. 1-1's caught on and missed. It's 1-2. And Hyde's brain is just constantly active, I think is the best way to put it. Maybe hyperactive would be more accurate. 1-2. Bonacci pokes it out of play, third base side, still 1-2. Constantly thinking about how you can throw harder and how can you push the limits of what it means to be a pitcher. One-two pitch. Bonacci takes high, 2-2, if that means changing your landing spot, how you land. He was talking earlier yesterday about trying to employ a Carter Capps-esque delivery. If you don't remember Carter Capps, he was reliever for the Padres, 2-2. Bonacci takes high, 3-2, who employed basically a jump throw, would push himself off the rubber about maybe a foot or two down the mound, and then fire the baseball at about 98 miles an hour. 3-2. Bonacci takes low, ball 4. And Hyde's command not with him today. That's his fourth walk. And it's a leadoff one here to begin the seventh. And Hyde always trying to look to find that competitive advantage. Has a man at first, Chase Meijer off the batter. He walks to open up last inning. Came around to score. And the first pitch fastball is way outside for ball 1. Red Sox 6, Shorebirds 2, bottom of the 7th. Red Sox trying to extract some revenge here after Shorebirds walloped them 17-10 last night. 1-0, Meijeroth takes outside for ball 2. Doesn't look like anybody, hidden from corner of my eye. There actually is a righty warming up out in the Salem bullpen. So Graham Hoffman looks like he's done after 2 innings. 2-0 fastball to Meijeroth is down the middle for strike 1. Runner at first, nobody out. It's a 2-1 count on Meijeroth. Maybe Bonacci thinking about running. Here's the pitch. He stays put, and Meijeroth, a hard grounder towards the hole left side. Deflects off De Leon, then deflects off Crampton. Nobody's covering third, and Bonacci in with a headlong dive. Just beats the throw as De Leon got back to the bag. But heads up, base running from Brainer Bonacci. And there's men at first and third with nobody out. Somehow Bonacci going first to third on an infield single. And even if De Leon doesn't field that baseball to his left, doesn't deflect it, even if Crampton fields it cleanly, I don't think that there's a play anywhere. But nobody was covering third, and Bonacci saw his chance and took it. First and third, nobody out, and Tyler Miller, the batter. Right on left matchup, the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Strike 1. 0-1 pitch. Miller, a line drive down the right field line. It's just foul. It's right over the head. Creed Willems at first, and then hooked foul. 1-1, and I kid you not, keeping my eye on the stands at all times, I have just seen a young man walk by on the concourse with none other than a Sammy Sosa Baltimore Orioles jersey. 0-2 pitch. Miller swings and misses, chases the fastball up the ladder, up and out of the zone. Hyde his third strikeout out of the bullpen, and there's one out here in the seventh. Still runners at the corners. But I always keep my eye out for random jerseys, trying to see how much Orioles support there is when the team's on the road. Every now and again, you'll see a Machado jersey, Rutschman, Mancini, things of that nature. First pitch to Daniel McElveny. He swings and lofts it high in the air. First base side into foul ground. That's back and out of play. Strike one. But never, and I mean never, this is now my third year calling Delmarva Shorebirds games, have I seen somebody rock a Sammy Sosa Orioles jersey. That is the rarest of the rare. A one pitch. McElveny takes a called strike, fastball on the outside half. 0-2. And I am all for if you can pull out any sort of random jersey, I think that that is the best. Oh-2. McElveny checks his swing, breaking ball down and away. They appeal to second. No swing, says Brian Laws. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Breaking ball called, strike three. Inside corner. Hyde able to ring up McElveny. And after putting men at the corners with nobody out, Hyde has now struck out back-to-back batters. So still first and third. That brings up Keir Meredith. He doubled off of Hyde down the right field line his last time up. Takes a first pitch fastball down and in for ball one. Red Sox 6, Shorebirds 2, bottom of the 7th, the 1-0. Meredith takes a heater on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Salem with two runs in three different innings. Third, fourth, and sixth. The 1-1. Meredith takes up and in under his arms. 2-1. Shorebirds just two runs in the top of the fifth. Battle of the twos here tonight. Right now, Salem's got three of a kind. 2-1 pitch. Meredith swings and misses, and Hyde a strike away from getting out of this jam with no damage. He walked Bonacci, Mydroth an infield single that allowed somehow Bonacci to go first to third. And now 2-2 on Keir Meredith. Hyde set. Runner goes from first, the pitch, and Meredith takes just inside. Retzbach a pump fake to second. So Mydroth steals second without a play. And there's runners at second and third with two outs. Full count on Meredith. Salem up four, bottom of the seventh. Kick and the pitch. And Meredith, a soft liner, back up the middle on one hop. Crampton has it. Fires to first quickly and retires Meredith for the final out here in the seventh. Hyde able to strand two in scoring position. Throw a scoreless seventh. On to the eighth. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings.
So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shoreburg still down 4 to the Salem Red Sox. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 2. Adenis Bautista, the new man on the mound for Salem. Righty into his line, his first pitch to Albert Romero. Misses down and away for ball one. Technet called the bullpen, brings on Bautista, replacing Graham Hoffman. He threw two scoreless innings, allowed two hits, and struck out four. 1-0 pitch, a hard one hopper to first. Miller able to smother it and takes it to the bag himself for the first out of the inning. Miller playing off the line was positioned perfectly anywhere else, and Romero has a base hit instead. He's the first out here in the eighth. So that brings up Max Wagner, the DH tonight for the Shorebirds. He's 0-3. Right-handed batter, wide open stance, takes a big rip at the first pitch. Comes up empty for strike one. Bautista making his 28th appearance this season out of the bullpen. 0-1. Wagner swings and misses, breaking ball up high. 0-2. 6'3", 170-pound righty. He's now 24 years old. Turned 24 a couple of weeks ago. 0-2. About a 50-foot breaking ball. Hops to the backstop. Man, that's not the first time we've seen a Salem pitcher do that this week either. A couple of times yesterday, I mean, that barely got to the cut out of the grass in front of home. Bautista, first base side of the rubber. Into his wind, the pitch. And Wagner swings and misses. Bautista strikes him out. And there's two gone quickly here in the eighth. Bautista now in 41 and a third innings. Has struck out 43, walked 24. Allowed 32 hits, 27 runs, 19 earned. 2-2 with a 4.20 ERA. That brings up Dylan Beavers. 2-3, he has two of the five hits tonight for Delmarva. First pitch. Beavers takes on the outside corner, strike one. Salem 6, Delmarva 2, top of the 8th. Shorebirds will get a pretty big rally here late, down by 4. Bautista's 0-1. Beavers swings and fouls it back. It's 0-2. Bautista looking for a 1-2-3 8th. Steps into his wind, the 0-2. And it's a breaking ball in the dirt. Ball and two strikes. Howfield straight away, infield straight up for Beavers. Birds down 4, top of the 8th. Bautista's 1-2. And Beavers rips it through the hole right side and on into right for a base hit, his third hit of the game. Two-hit game yesterday, three hits here today. And the Shorebirds bring Judd Fabian to the plate here in the eighth. Fabian, a double that one hopped off the wall and left his last time on. 1-3 today. Beavers at first, two outs. Top of the eighth, Salem 6, Delmarva 2. Birds batting. Bautista from the stretch's pitch, and Fabian rips it down the left field line, but that hook's foul.
Strike one. And it looks like Fabian actually broke his bat on that swing. Goes back to the dugout, gets a new piece of lumber. That was off the end of the bat. Hooked it down the left field line. So no balls and strike on Fabian. Beavers at first, two outs, top of the eighth. Shorebirds down four. Here's the pitch. Fabian swings and misses. Breaking ball down low. 0-2. Bautista acquired by Boston back in December 2019 for catcher Sandy Leone, who has since bounced around a couple of different organizations. 0-2. Down and away, goes straight to the backstop, and Beavers goes up to second on the wild pitch. Ball and two strikes on Fabian. Isaac De Leon on deck. Bautista nods yes to the sign. Comes set, crossfire on the first base side. The pitch, and Fabian fouls it back over top of the net. Off the sweet level, it bounces back down. One ball, two strikes, it stays. Beavers now at second, two outs. Bautista's 1-2 again, and Fabian takes a breaking ball down the dirt. 2-2. Bautista, high Red Sox with an almost electric red glove with black in it as well. His 2-2. Fabian takes in the dirt, blocked by McElveny, but back behind him to the backstop. And up to third goes Beavers on the second wild pitch here in the inning. That was pretty wild because McElveny even got his chest on that, but it ricocheted straight up over his head and still went to the backstop. So, full count now on Fabian. Top of the eighth, Beavers at third, two outs. Shorebirds down four. 3-2 pitch. And Fabian takes in the dirt. It goes to the backstop again. And Beavers comes home to score on the third wild pitch of the inning. Salem 6, Delmarva 3, as the Red Sox literally hand the Shorebirds a run here in the eighth. Now to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green. Bautista, after getting the first two outs quickly, allowed Beavers to single and walked Fabian, but it's not even that he walked him, it's the three wild pitches. And there's just about nothing the catcher McElveny could have done about them. Hard, spiked, breaking balls out in front of the plate. I mean, nowhere close. Shorebirds trail by three now. Right-handed pitcher loosening out in the Salem bullpen. That looks like Luis Guerrero, their closer. Isaac De Leon due up to hit against Bautista. De Leon 0-2 today. Walked and scored leading off the fifth. Fabian at first, two outs. 6-3 Salem, top of the eighth. Bautista the set and the pitch, and it's up and over. De Leon's head pops out of the mitt of McElveny. Fabian takes off for second, and he beats the throw. We'll see if they score that, but that should be another wild pitch. It would be the fourth of the inning. Bautista's missing wild high, low, left, right. Just nowhere in between. So 1-0 on De Leon with Fabian now out at second. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball high for ball two. Salem 6, Delmarva 3 with the Birds sniffing a little bit of blood in the water here off of a Denny's Bautista here in the 8th. A run in. Fabian at second. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball is in for a called strike at the knees. Bit of a Bronx cheer here for the home crowd as Bautista finally back somewhere around the plate, back in the strike zone. 2-1. De Leon swings and skies it out to shallow center. Second baseman Mydroth calling for it, backpedals, and puts it away for the final out. Here in the 8th, De Leon slams his helmet, frustrated. Birds get one in the frame, though. Beaver singles and comes around to score on three wild pitches. On to the last of the 8th. It's Salem 6, Delmarva 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the 8th, it's Salem 6, Delmarva 3 now after Dylan Beavers singles with two outs off of a Denny's Bautista. And then three straight wild pitches allows him to score, making this a three-run game. 8-9-1 due up for the Red Sox against Dylan Hyde, who comes back out for his fourth inning out of the bullpen. He's given up a pair of runs, both back in the 6th. Brian Gonzalez, the 8-hole hitter, leads it off and swings and misses at a first-pitch fastball outside for strike one. Luis Guerrero is still loose, staying out in the Red Sox bullpen. Looks like he'll come on to try to secure the save in the 9th. 0-1. Gonzalez fouls it back 0-2, and that's presupposing that Hyde is able to throw a scoreless 8th and keep this a 3-run game. Otherwise, the save opportunity goes out the window. 0-2 on Gonzalez. He's 1-for-2 tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss. Hyde, 3 straight fastballs, just able to blow it by Gonzalez with 2 strikes. Strikes him out, his 5th of the game. And there's one out here in the 8th. Brings up the 9-hole hitter, Carson Cimas. 0-for-2, but walked with the bases loaded his last time up to force in a run. First pitch, he fouls back and out of play. Strike one. Salem 6, Delmarva 3, home half of the 8th. Cimas open stands from the right side of the pitch. And the fastball is way high. Ball and a strike. When we go to the top of the 9th, the Shorebirds will have the bottom third of their order due up. Retzbach, Crampton, and Willems. 7, 8, and 9. 1-1 from Hyde. Cimas takes breaking ball down and away. 2-1. Shorebirds not only on a little mini two-game winning streak, they have also now won 5 games in a row on the road. 2-1. Cimas swings and pops it up. Back now to play. 2-1. Or 2-2, beg your pardon. They won the final four in a row at Lynchburg after splitting the first two games. But that was all the way back in July, so we probably forgot about it. This is the first time in August that Delmarva's on the road. 2-2 pitch. Seamus swings and fouls back another. Still 2-2. Shorebirds will only be on the road in August one more time. It's not even for a full week. That'll be the trip to Fredericksburg, August 30th and 31st. That will take us into September. 2-2. Seamus takes down and away. Ball three. One out, nobody on. Hide the wind, and the 3-2 to Seamus. Fouls it back. Good battle here. Top of the order on deck. One out, nobody on in the eighth. 3-2 again, and it's high ball four. Hyde loses Seamus again. Fifth walk that Hyde's issued tonight. That's a new career high. And out to the mound goes the Birds manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. I think that's going to be it for Hyde at 77 pitches. 43 strikes and 34 balls. Don't see who's coming out of the Birds bullpen yet, but I think it's going to be Alejandro Mendez. I had to take a guess here. Felipe still chatting with Hyde, and we'll see whether or not he takes the ball from him. Finally does, points out to the bullpen, and Alejandro Mendez comes on here in the eighth. It's a TechNet call to the bullpen. Be back in a minute. It's the Red Sox 6, Shorebirds 3, bottom of the eighth, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Still in the bottom of the eighth, it's Salem 6, Delmarva 3, and a TechNet call to the bullpen brings on Alejandro Mendez with a man at first and one out. Dylan Hyde done after 3 1/3. He allows right now 2 runs on 3 hits, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, but he is responsible for Seamus over at first. Mendez comes on and replaces him, trying to get the final 2 outs and send this game into the ninth. Mendez making his 22nd appearance of the season. No record with a 7.90 ERA. 35 and a third innings, he struck out 37 and walked 36, giving up 38 hits, 38 runs, 31 of them earned. 6'5", 254-pound right-handed pitcher, 21 years old out of San Juan de la Maguana. Top of the order is due up to face him. That's Edinson Paulino. Same as at first, one out. Red Sox have led by as many as 4, but for now it's a 3-run game. Paulino, left-handed batter, is 2-for-4 with 2 RBI singles tonight. First pitch, Seamus runs, pitch misses outside, the throw to second, not nearly in time, as Seamus steals that one straight on Mendez. Not a bad thought, running first pitch on a new reliever who probably didn't even remember that Seamus was over at first. So a stolen base, and at second, one out. 1-0 on Paulino, the pitch missed outside. The pitch, Paulino takes high and away for ball two. Mendez's last outing was back on the 13th against the Mudcats Saturday night. Threw two scoreless innings, hit a walk, struck out three. The 2-0 to Edinson Paulino. He swings, breaks his bat on a flare in a shallow right. That drops for a base hit. Seamus to third. He'll stop there as Beavers got to it quickly and right and fires it back in. Third hit of the game for Paulino cost him his bat. The barrel ends up out towards the mound. Men of the corners and one out for Eduardo Lopez. Lopez, the two-hole hitter, 0 for 3, or 0 for 4, beg your pardon. Fielder's choice and an RBI back in the third. Men of the corners, one out. Salem up 6-3, bottom of the eighth, looking for more insurance. Mendez set, here's the pitch, runner goes from first, it's a called strike. Retzbach fakes the throw to second, fires to third, but Seamus back in with a slide. A stolen base for Paulino. So Seamus at third, Paulino at second. It's 0-1 on Eduardo Lopez, and the Birds infield comes in. Paulino, switch hitter, bats left the pitch. It's outside, ball one. Mendez, crossfire set. The 1-1. Breaking ball, doesn't get the call. Grabs around the outside corner. 2-1. Second and third, one out. Bomb the eighth, Red Sox already up three. Threatening for more. 2-1. Paulino, or rather Lopez, swings and loops it out of play. Third base side. 2-2. Two and two on Eduardo Lopez. Second and third, one out. The pitch. Lopez swings, it's a hard grounder to second. Romero has it, fires to the plate, and Retzbach can't hold on to the throw. It skipped in on him, and as Seamus dove into the plate, it jarred the ball loose. He scores, and it's 7-3 Salem. Nearly perfectly executed by the Birds, but the short hop throw, Retzbach never had it securely in his glove, and Seamus knocks it loose with his slide, taps home, and scores. 7-3 Red Sox here in the last of the eighth. Paulino goes to third on the play. That closes the line on Dylan Hyde as he allows three runs, all earned over three and a third innings. Paulino at third, Lopez at first. Another RBI, fielder's choice for him. And a first pitch breaking ball is just outside for ball one on Brainerd Bonacci. First and third, one out. The pitch. Bonacci takes a fastball down and away. Ball two. Now it feels like the Shorebirds are just hanging on for dear life here in the inning. 2-0 pitch. Outside for ball three. And 0 on Bonacci. Mendez's pitch. It's way outside, ball four. He walks Bonacci, and the bases are loaded with one out for Chase Meidroff. Red Sox scored twice in the third, twice in the fourth. Birds have countered with two in the fifth, one in the eighth. Salem with two more runs in the sixth, one more here in the eighth as well. First pitch to Meidroff. This is down and away for ball one. Corners play in, middle infield pack looking for two. Mendez from the letter, it's his pitch. And Mydroth rips it to third by the dive of De Leon and on to left to base hit. One run comes in to score. Stopping at third, though, is Paulino. It's an RBI single for Chase Mydroth. As beg your pardon, that's actually Lopez stopping at third. It's another two-run inning for the Red Sox, their fourth of the game. And they now lead it 8-3 here in the last of the eighth. Mydroth stays perfect on the day. He's now 3-for-3. Reached base all five times up. First pitch for Tyler Miller is inside. And first, was that a balk? They're calling a balk on Alejandro Mendez. He fired the pitch home, nearly hit Tyler Miller. But instead, he ends up balking, and a run comes in to score. Lopez trots home from third. Bonassi goes to third, with Mydroth going to second. And it's now 9-3 Salem here in the eighth. Infield comes in again. The pitch. Miller checks his swing. It's a called strike. 0-1. Second and third, one out. The pitch. Miller swings, hits it in the air to left, right at Trimble. He comes in, makes the catch, stumbling from third. Off the bag was Bonassi, so he'll stay put. It's a fly out to left, and the second out of the inning recorded. Not sure if Bonassi was just trying to bluff there or not. But after he stumbled, no chance. So two out, that brings up Daniel McElveny. Salem now with a comfortable six-run lead. McElveny 0 for 3. Had it right the first time. Has struck out three times and walked. The pitch. Breaking ball is down the middle for strike one. A one. McElveny takes a curveball down and away. One ball, one strike. One one. McElveny, a high chopper, back the middle. Behind the bag, second baseman Romero Fields throws to first just in time to get McElveny and retire the side here in the eighth. Salem scores three times, though, to essentially close out this game. On to the ninth. It's now Salem 9, Delmarva 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, it's now Salem 9, Delmarva 3, as the Red Sox essentially putting this game to bed with a three-run bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds will try to mount a comeback against Luis Guerrero, now on the mound for Salem. He replaces Adenis Bautista on this tech net called the bullpen. Bautista goes just an inning, allows a run on one hit, one walk, one strikeout, and throws an absurd four wild pitches in one frame, which leaves him one off the record, which was set by Ricky Vaughn in Major League when he threw five in one inning. Congratulations, Rick, your record still stands. Adam Retzbach leads it off for the Birds here in the ninth, 7-8-9 due up against Guerrero. Making his 18th appearance of the season, he's 4-3 with a 3.18 ERA, 6-7 in save opportunities, with the one blown save coming actually against Delmarva. But this not a save opportunity, it's a 6-run cushion. Retzbach 1-2, he singled and scored in the 5th, walked in the 2nd, struck out in the 6th. First pitch fastball misses down and away at 98 from Guerrero. Ball 1. 6 feet tall, 215-pound righty. Works from the stretch with nobody on. Here's the 1-0. And Retzbach takes a fastball up and it actually clipped him on the shoulder. Hit by the pitch. And he'll take first base. Gotta start somewhere, and starting with a leadoff base runner is the best place to start. Brings up the shortstop, Adam Crampton. Crampton 0-3 today, and day after going 2-5 with two RBI doubles. First pitch to Crampton. Misses up high for ball 1. Right on right matchup, the 1-0. Crampton takes up and in. That nearly got him on the shoulder. 2-0. pitch. Way outside for ball 3 with a slider in Guerrero's control. Straight out the chute. Not exactly in pristine condition. Down and away, ball 4, and Guerrero's put the first two on here to begin the 9. Now to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green, who, even in a 6-run game, can't get out of a visit. Might have heard it on what the crowd mic picked up, but it appears that Creed has already made fans here in Salem. With mullet and all, everybody loves him. No matter where he goes. First and second, nobody out. Willems the batter. He's 0-2 with a sacrifice fly. First pitch. Fastball is way inside for ball 1. I think the Salem bullpen's about to activate. Shorebirds down 6, top of the 9th, but the Red Sox not wanting to take any chances tonight. 1-0 pitch. Willem swings and misses, chased up and away. 1-1. Willem swings, it's in the air out to deep right field towards the corner. It's down for a base hit, and one hops up against the wall. Around third, here comes Retzbach. The relay throw will be held onto by the second baseman, Mydroth. It's an RBI double for Willems, and the Shorebirds cut it to a 5-run deficit. Salem 9, Delmarva 4 here in the top of the 9th. Crampton goes first to third, Retzbach scores. And the lineup flips to the top, and all of a sudden, the Shorebirds, not just life, but a relative pulse. Second and third, nobody out. Reed Trimble, now the batter, switch hitter hits left. And the first pitch, down and in, gets away from McGalvany behind him, racing for the plate, Crampton, he scores. As the throw goes by Guerrero, backed up by Miller, the first baseman. And it's now a 9-5 game. Willems goes to third, and the Shorebirds back down by four. One and oh on Trimble. So that fastball was down and in. Infield plays back for Salem up by four, the 1-0. Trimble swings a hard grounder back up the middle, and that sneaks into center for a base hit. Willems comes home to score. Trimble aboard at first with an RBI single, and the first four have reached here in the ninth. It's now Salem 9 and Delmarva 6 here on the top of the ninth. And that brings up Noelbert Romero, and Salem's bullpen will now get somebody up on the mound. Romero 0 for 4. Right-handed batter. Trimble at first, now held on the pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike one. Oh, 1. Romero takes a breaking ball on the inside corner. It's 0-2. On deck, Max Wagner. Tying run, a base runner away for Delmarva. They trail by six coming into the ninth. Unfortunately, there was three runs in the eighth for Salem. Now loom very large. Right now, the difference in this game. 0-2. Romero swings and just got a piece of it. Foul tips it to the backstop. Count stays at 0-2. Trimble at first, still nobody out. Top of the ninth. The 0-2. Romero swings and misses. Fastball blown by him at 98. One gone here in the ninth. That brings up the DH, Max Wagner. First pitch. Wagner takes a breaking ball down and away for ball one. First four reached here to begin the ninth for Delmarva. Hit by pitch, walk, RBI double, RBI single for Trimble. 1-0. Wagner takes a fastball down and in. Strike one. For Trimble, by the way, that's his second RBI base hit of the game. Wagner, wide open stands from the right side. He's 0 for 4 tonight. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Got shoot up and on the hands. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by McElveny. And the count levels at 2-2. Shorebirds have cut this to a three-run game in the top of the ninth. Salem 9, Delmarva 6, the pitch. Wagner takes down and away. And the count's full. Trimble at first, one out. Wagner can reach. The tying run comes to the plate in the form of Dylan Beavers. Shorebirds have done it once off of Guerrero. Can they do it again? The 3-2. And Wagner, a line drive into left center. That's down for a base hit. Trimble up to second. He stops there as Seamus gets it in. It's a base hit for Wagner. And the Shorebirds will bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth. First and second, one out, and Dylan Beavers represents the tying run here in the top of the ninth. Beavers 3 for 4, 3 singles tonight. Hasn't hit a professional home run yet. Golden opportunity here. First pitch. Beavers takes on the outside corner. Fastball finds the zone. Strike one. This year with the Cal Golden Bears, Beavers homered 17 times. They're hitting 18. during his sophomore season. Left-handed batter. Guerrero set his 0-1. And Beavers takes, breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-2. First and second, one out. Tying run of the plate for the Shorebirds here in the ninth. Dylan Beaver, calm from the left side. Guerrero, the pitch. And Beavers takes a change up, down and away. 1-2. On deck, Judd Fabian. Middle infield on double play depth. Shorebirds trailed by 6 coming into the 9. Now have the tying run at the plate, down by 3. 9-6 Salem. Guerrero set. Down the hill, his 2-2. And Beaver swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt. Got him chasing. 2 away here in the 9. That leaves it up to Judd Fabian. Fabian 1-for-3 with a double. Playing his first week outside of the complex against the very same team, the very same org that drafted him last year. And Guerrero steps off after coming set. Wants a new baseball. Maybe revenge is a dish best served cold. A year in the making. Fabian, the tying run of the plate. Here's the first pitch. And Fabian drills one deep left. Meredith on the run. The left fielder tracks it down. In the gap in front of the warning track. Able to haul it in. And that's the ball game. Fabian put a charge into it. A little bit too much top spin. And the Red Sox hang on here in the ninth, despite the Shorebirds bringing the tying run to the plate. Final score, it's the Salem Red Sox 9, the Delmarva Shorebirds 6. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final score here tonight, it's the Salem Red Sox 9 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 6. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Welcome back to Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Shorebirds fall here on Wednesday night against the Salem Red Sox. Good back and forth contest, unfortunately, for the Birds. It was more on the end of the Salem Red Sox than for the Shorebirds tonight. So let's walk you through how this one happened. Salem got on the board first with two runs in the last of the third, taking advantage of an error that set them up with runners at second and third. RBI single for Keir Meredith, as well as a throwing error allowed a run to score. Or rather, beg your pardon, RBI single for Vincent Paulino, and then Eduardo Lopez RBI fielder's choice made it 2-0. Two more in the fourth. That was Keir Meredith's RBI single, followed by, on the same play, a throwing error that allowed another run to score, making it 4-0. Shorebirds cut it to a two-run game at the top of the fifth. Sack fly RBI for Creed Willems, and then Reed Trimble an RBI single. It was a 4-2 game. Salem, though, from that point on, just about put things to bed up until things got interesting late. Two runs in the sixth for the Red Sox. Back-to-back, or a bases-loaded walk to Carson Cimas, and then an RBI single for Innocent Paulino, his second of the game, restored the Salem's four-run advantage. Birds got one in the top of the eighth as Dylan Beaver singled and then went around the bases on three straight wild pitches. But Salem just about put the game to bed, or so we thought. The bottom of the eighth with a three-run frame. RBI fielder's choice for Eduardo Lopez. A balk scored another run. After an RBI single for Edinson Paulino, had already scored one in the frame. So that's where things then got interesting in the top ninth. Shorebirds put the first four aboard. Hit batter, walk. Creed Willems an RBI double. Reed Trimble an RBI single. Wild pitch scored a run as well. Just like that, it was a three-run game again. Shorebirds had their chances after Max Wagner singled, putting the tying run to plate, but Dylan Beaver struck out and Judd Fabian flew out to deep left field, and that was the ball game. Final line score, Salem, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors, they strand 9. For Delmarva, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, they strand 8. Winning pitcher is Juan Daniel Encarnacion. He improves to 9-4 for Salem. Losing pitcher Connor Grady falls to 5-9. Started this one at 7:07, finished at 9:51. Time of game, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 2,503 here on Wednesday night from Salem, Virginia. With the loss, the Birds fall to 38-71 in the season, now 17-27 in the second half, 20-36 in the road, and their two-game winning streak is snapped. Salem, they improved to 56-53 with a win, 21-22 overall in the season. They are now 30-26 at home, and they snap their two-game losing streak. Let's go ahead and take a look around the out-of-town scoreboards. First up, Birdland. O's fall to the Blue Jays 6-1. They'll take on the Chicago Cubs tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Aberdeen defeats Asheville 9-4. Billy Koch, a grand slam, his 13th homer of the season. Somerset defeats Bowie 10-9 after Bowie came all the way back from an 8-2 deficit. Joey Ortiz hit two homers, including a game-tying grand slam, but it still wasn't enough. And Norfolk, they fall to Durham 4-3 the final. Bruce Zimmerman takes the loss. Carolina League scoreboard for you. Fred Nats defeat Lynchburg 3-1. Down East, 7-1 winners over Myrtle Beach. Carolina, 6-5 winners over Fayetteville. Kannapolis, they fall to Columbia. They get throttled, 12-1. Gavin Cross, the first-round pick this year for the Royals, goes deep twice. Charleston, good pitching. They defeat Augusta 5-1 down at SRP Park. There's all the scores from people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. 7:05, first pitch again. Shorebirds and Red Sox. Juan de Los Santos on the hill for the Birds. He's 2-9 with a 4.08 ERA this season. Hunter Dobbins will take the hill for the Red Sox. He's 0-3 with a 3.83 ERA so far this season. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. One final time, your final score tonight. Shorebirds rally late, but still not enough as they fall to the Salem Red Sox 9-6. Another big game for Dylan Beavers. He has three hits. Creed Willems, an RBI double. Reed Trimble, two RBI singles. But Salem evens the series at one game apiece. They defeat the Birds 9-6. Until tomorrow, we'll talk to you at 6:50. Here from Carilion Clinic Field. Till then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.